from the place of unconditional love, compassion, an immensity of ocean of peace, as the ocean we are facing now, reflecting back to you the source of who we are. The source that has no beginning and no end. That is vast and incomprehensible with our mind, but whenever we connect deeply with our heart, we tune and feel and align with it. Breathe and bring yourself deeper into that space, into that beingness, into the oneness, into the benevolence, into the magnificence and beauty and appreciation and kindness and gratitude and joyfulness and honoring of who you are and honoring of all the elements, physical, unphysical, universal, that surround you and support you in this specific journey and in your life journey on this beautiful planet.
And so I wish to discuss a theme or a concept of invisible connections. For right now, we are on the southern part of the big island of Hawaii. And it is one of a chain of islands known as the state of Hawaii. Earlier today, we learned there was 137 islands that make up Hawaii. And yet the information from Cryon has been that there was once a bubble of magma that pushed up this land so high that it was a mini continent. So you may say that we are standing on the tips of the mountains of what was a mini continent. And your eyes may show you that you are on an island. But what is the invisible connection to all the other islands in this chain of islands? As you stand here, are you not also connected to Oahu? As you stand here, are you not also connected to Maui? As you stand here, are you not also connected to Molokai, to Kauai, to all those 137 islands of Hawaii? Are you connected or not? And if these invisible connections that connect the island, what else is there that is invisible that connects us? For what you do not see is your Merkaba, which is 8 meters wide. And it is from a quantum field. Who else right now is in your Merkaba? Is there an invisible connection you have with someone right now at this precise moment? And if that is the case, are you able to influence each other? And if you are able to influence each other, what would be the energy that would have the strongest influence? How would one of you being in fear influence the other? And then how would one of you who is in peace understands a benevolent energy field is always around them? How would they influence others? And so it is just a little moment in time to ponder all the invisible connections you share.
people have asked me about channeling in the past. Is it a stream of consciousness? The answer is no. To me, it's always been a door that has opened to a piece and a part of us that most people don't really acknowledge. We don't learn about it in church. It's like a window to your existence, your soul seems to open up for a moment, and in steps the truth. That's the best I can tell you. But with it also comes sometimes emotion, but often more than that, a feeling that you've stepped outside of all that is you on the earth. And for a moment or two, when I channel, I'm somewhere else. You might have all seen different ways of channeling. There are those who have to get ready. There are those who have to prepare themselves to be in that other place. I never did. I never did. You might say I was ready at some place in some time when I was in mid-40s doing this, and from that point on, it simply happens. No preparation. It just is. And there are better places for it, I think, than others, speaking personally. And this is one of the best places. We're already in a form of paradise. For those listening later, we're very close to the black sand beaches of Hawaii and the Big Island. Beautiful day, sun is shining, cool breeze. And we've just come from something called the City of Refuge. So I'm going to let Kryon tell you a little more about that now. Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. It's an interesting place, this former mountain of Lemuria, which you are on, which you now called Hawaii, the tip of the largest of the mountains here, called the Big Island. The history here, the Hawaiian history, not the Lemurian history, is of duality. War after war, conqueror after conqueror, to unify the segments of this island together and then watch them again war even after that. You might say that duality is present here, but that wouldn't be any different than other parts of the earth, would it? There are those who would look at the entire globe called Earth and say it is a warring place. We have discussed this so many times, the duality of the planet, the dark and light balance, which is slowly changing. But there's one place that you visited today that is different. It's the last refuge of many. It's interesting that in a warring time, there were those who built refuges that were not controllable by any chief. They were sacred. They honored sacredness and compassion, and you became untouchable if you would make it to one of these places. No ruler could touch you. There were laws that were only sacred in those areas, and the one you've just visited, perhaps you felt from the ancestors that talked to you what that was like. They told us, all of you, just how sacred it was. They ask you to participate in the sacredness. Now, here's what I want to tell you. Don't you find that an odd thing? That in a place that had so many battles, where there was so much push and pull of conquering, that they would put that together? What if this came right from source, of what you call God? What if that which made sense to some prevailed, and you could go there and relax? Now I want to present something to you. What if the city of refuge on this island is simply a microcosm of a reality that each one of you has inside? If you follow my teaching, we have said that each of you is bigger than you think, that you're human for a while, but there is something called a soul. I wish there were a better name for it that was more magnificent, that told you what it meant. Most of those who would have in total charge of the perhaps the sacred teachings of the planet and the many facets, they don't talk about this. They talk about you as a human being in some kind of a relationship with a great creator in the sky. They don't tell you about that which is your vehicle. They don't tell you that you are part of the creator, that the system is far grander than anyone has ever told you. Almost all that you are taught are like children in the woods, just discovering the sky. That's where Earth is at the moment. From the beginning, I have told you, you are born magnificent, part of something far grander, and there's an invitation to find it. To find it. And when you do, it's not so it'll have its hand out to help you. When you do, you open the door to yourself in a way you can't even fathom. What if you had your own city of refuge inside? Where do you consider yourself right now in life? What are your issues? There are so many who are awakening to new strange things just when you thought you had it figured out. There are others that are still dealing with a duality they can't shake. What if I told you that there literally is a city of refuge, and all you have to do is acknowledge it? It's so easy and yet so difficult because of what you've been programmed or taught you can and cannot do. What if it was simply, dear spirit, show me the door. And let me have that peace which you can't understand. It's a peace that goes without understanding why there should even be peace. Humans are so linear, they want reasons for everything. Well, why is this way? Why is it that way? And how does this work or that work? The idea of simply letting it be is often foreign. And yet, that's the way of a compassionate God. What if you could simply say, I want to be at peace. I want to see why I'm here. I want to see the next step to the degree that I'll feel peaceful with it, even though it may not show itself completely. This is true, or I wouldn't tell you. You have the availability of your own soul while you stand or sit here. You do. While you're on earth, you can visit that which is your divinity and tap into it in a way that so few have ever told you about. That's your own city of refuge. I invite you all to find it. And there are so many who will say, I would love to, I've tried, but how? I just told you how. First of all, stop complaining that you can't. That would be number one. Number two, drop all of that which you've been told. That's number two. Number three, the big one, is allowance. Do you allow it if it's there. And once you allow it and go beyond that which you think is there, that's when things start happening. Those of you perhaps who've come in anxiety for whatever reason or unsure for any reason, that's when you start feeling something else. And you can't explain it. Oh, I'm feeling better about this. I don't know why. Perhaps it's just the island or I'm sitting on a beach. That's not true. It's because you've given permission for your own city of refuge, where there are no rules of any conqueror or anyone on earth to tell you what you can and cannot do. There is no priest, there is no pastor, there is no one, there is no shaman who can set the rules where you go. You go to the source of all that is. That's the invitation. There's no better place than this to tell you about this. I'm crying in love with humanity, and for good reason. There'll be more. And so it is.